Authenticity is an owning of all experience, including emotions and thoughts that are not socially acceptable. Because self-esteem is based on the acceptance of all thoughts and feelings as one's own, girls lose confidence as they disown themselves. They suffer enormous losses when they stop expressing certain thoughts and feelings. Adolescent girls discover that it is impossible to be both feminine and adult. A now classic study documents this impossibility. Male and female participants in the study checked off adjectives describing the characteristics of healthy men, healthy women, and healthy adults. The results showed that while people described healthy men and healthy adults as having the same qualities, they describe healthy women as having quite different qualities than healthy adults. For example, healthy women were described as passive, dependent, and illogical, while healthy adults were active, independent, and logical. In fact, it was impossible to score as both a healthy adult and a healthy woman. The rules for girls are confusing, and the deck is stacked against them. But they soon learn that this is the only game in town. One friend remembered that when she was in seventh grade, she wished someone would tell her what the rules were. She said, "It was so hard to play the games correctly without knowing the rules." While the rules for proper female behavior aren't clearly stated, the punishment for breaking them is harsh. Girls who speak frankly are labeled as bitches. Girls who are not attractive are scorned. The rules are reinforced by the visual images in soft and hardcore pornography, by song lyrics, by casual remarks, by criticisms, by teasing and jokes. The rules are enforced by the labeling of a woman like Hillary Rodham Clinton as a bitch, simply because she's a competent, healthy adult. Many of the girls I teach at the university can remember some of their choices. The choice to be quiet in class rather than risk being called a brain. The choice to diet rather than eat when they were hungry. The choice to go out with the right crowd rather than the crowd they liked. The choice to be polite rather than honest. Or to be pretty rather than have fun. One girl put it this way, "You have to suffer to be beautiful." But generally, girls are inarticulate about the trauma at the time it happens.